Module 5. The Earth is ours. Five A. Listening and Speaking. Page 63.
Conservation Vacation. There's more to an island getaway than getting a tan. Check out some eco holidays that allow you to help out. A. Encounter a wealth of wildlife. Tour the Galapagos National Park in a luxury yacht. Environmental certification means your visit will not upset the balance of this delicate ecosystem. See giant tortoises, marine iguanas, and other rare and unique species. Available all year round, though the weather is warmer December to May. B. Make a difference on Mauritius. Mauritius is located in the Indian Ocean. Many groups need volunteers to check on the health of the island's coral reef and sea life and do sea turtle research. The warm tropical weather allows this program to run throughout the year. Both individuals and school groups are welcome. C. Have the best wildlife experience in Australia. Rottnest Island is a nature reserve in Australia. It's home to the quokka, an endangered species like a small kangaroo. There's tree planting, beach cleanups, wildlife monitoring, and fence building to do. Only individual volunteers are needed, not groups, but don't worry, it's like one big happy family. D. Farm the land in Greece. Greece has hundreds of islands to choose from, and most offer some form of agritourism. Accommodation can be quite basic. You'll enjoy the islanders' legendary hospitality and the delicious organic food that is used in local dishes. E. Help one of the world's most endangered species in Hawaii. The Hawaiian monk seal is endangered, and the Hawaiian monk seal conservation hui is always looking for people to assist them in spotting beaches where seals are and warning tourists not to approach them. Volunteers arrange their accommodation themselves so they can match it to their budget. F. Take part in an eco tour in Canada. It's not cheap, but some of the best whale watching in the world can be found off the coast of Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada. There are also sea lions, dolphins, porpoises, and countless seabirds. Boats are generally small, so no more than 12 people per group.